Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This country needs a rescuing. We have to rescue America from the wreckage of the Biden economy. Under my leadership, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world.
Former President Donald Trump at a campaign event in New Hampshire on Thursday hammered President Joe Biden's handling of the economy. Trump said when he left the White House, Biden was handed the fastest economic recovery with no inflation. The event follows Biden's official 2024 re-election campaign announcement earlier this week. On Thursday, the Biden administration announced initiatives to establish immigration processing centers throughout Latin America to help mitigate the number of migrants coming to the United States. Title 42 allowed the federal government to ban people from entering the U.S. due to the COVID-19 public health emergency, but that is set to expire May 11th. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said they will prioritize legal immigration pathways for migrants, but did call the situation a hemispheric challenge that demands hemispheric solutions.
We are building lawful pathways for people to come to the United States without resorting to the smugglers. At the same time, we are imposing consequences on those who do not use those pathways and instead irregularly migrate to our southern border.
Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Daniel Werfel spoke about IRS accountability and oversight before the House Ways and Means Committee on Thursday. Werfel's appearance comes as House Republicans passed a bill Wednesday that would cut the $80 billion in extra funding the IRS secured through the Inflation Reduction Act. Democratic Representative Mike Thompson told Werfel, while things such as customer service have improved, more work needs to be done, as his wife was on the phone with the agency for hours.
I know we have more work to do. But what worries me, Congressman, is if we reduce our funding, we'll hear more stories like
that.
FBI Director Christopher Wray spoke before a House Appropriations Subcommittee regarding Biden's 2024 budget. The president is asking $11.4 billion to go to the agency to carry out its mission. California Representative Mike Garcia still posed some concerns about how much the FBI would be allocated.
I'm concerned that the president, in a year where he is at the top line, asked for about, a 12% increase across all federal agencies, only asked for a 0.3% increase for your budget. That, to me, messages to Congress that he doesn't value the mission of the FBI, frankly.
Ray says the threats the FBI handles are more sophisticated and move more quickly than ever before. He says the requests and the budget reflect those threats. Finally, former Vice President Mike Pence testified before a federal grand jury investigating Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 election. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.